We take time many times in our lives, but especially this time of year, to prepare ourselves. And we prepare for all sorts of events, for all sorts of happenings. Some of those events we do out of habit. Some of them we spend some really intentional time and effort. We put up decorations for Christmas. We buy gifts for family and friends and perhaps prepare tasty treats to please all our guests. My daughter spends a lot of time playing the flute and preparing for a high school band, and she even plays here for the praise and glory of God. And believe it or not, I even spent some time preparing for this homily. So, for John the Baptist to speak of preparation seems like just any other ordinary preparation. But this prep work we speak about today is anything but ordinary. If we spend time preparing for the little things of our lives, how much more should we spend preparing for the coming of Christ? Each and every day, not just specific times of the year. But Advent allows us to really focus in on that awaiting and that preparation. John proclaims that we need to repent to prepare. And isn't it easy to just let that one slide and say, that's reserved for other people, perhaps people more sinful than I, the criminals, the prostitutes, the gamblers, the addicts, or the one that we believed has wronged us. That's their duty, their obligation. As John points out, however, we cannot claim that our own perceived self-righteousness guarantees a right to see God. In fact, it would seem that repentance is necessary for all of us to prepare a way for the Lord in our hearts. Our lives can make the path to God crooked, can make it hard to see, maybe even rugged, because of the lack of love that we have maybe for others or even ourselves. This turning around, as repentance is seeing things new and fresh, reorienting our lives to a new vision of life, a following that new path, leaving the old behind. And John may seem odd to us in the readings. His vision of life, his screaming and yelling, his calling people names, wearing weird clothing, eating what we would consider very grotesque things. But John is a prophet, and a prophet is God's spokesperson whose life is consumed by passing on God's message, which unsettles our spiritual complacency. They see things for what they are and not what we want to hear. They are zealous for God's mercy and are living embodiments of God's desire to bring us ever closer to God. Prophets don't long for our doom, but want to shed our old way of life for something much better. They shake our outlook. They disturb our ways. And out of burning love, evoke us to pause and consider our lives and what we need to change. The bottom line of John's message is about God's faithfulness to his people. Have hope, because the vision that Isaiah proclaims in the first reading will come to pass. It's not some fairy tale image of a creative author. It is God's vision for us. With the coming of Jesus Christ, we are to be assured that the images of peace, justice, and harmony can be a reality. Jesus comes to bring hope to a world of his time that was experiencing unrest, persecution, and a longing for the unity of a nation. Today, we as Christians see that Christ comes to unify all nations under the banner of God's grace and might. It's not excluded to a class, to a certain race, or to a certain religion. It is an invitation to all, no matter what they are, where they are, or what they do. God's love is so intense that God wants our entire heart. Our hope rests in God's everlasting faithfulness to his people throughout salvation history. God's promise to rescue us from the shackles of our sins. These shackles, vividly described by John the Baptist, but that disturbing message to the religious authorities of his time is not all there is for us. As God promised throughout the Old Testament, if we repent, turn aside from wickedness, God would bestow blessings in abundance. If we would not give in to despair, to discouragement, to negativity or cynicism, God will promise true mercy for us. And that takes a thorough, thought-filled study of God's word to grasp that, as the second reading indicates today. So perhaps, throughout this Advent season, let us take on a new vision. Leave the old behind by intentionally quieting our lives, praying with God's word. Let us not be afraid of the message of John the Baptist. Rather, let it remind us that God has fulfilled the promises God made to us. And in order for us to fully realize, we need to step back from our sin and bask in God's abundant mercy that he offers to each and every one of us. Let us be messengers of hope who manifest the joy of what true repentance looks like. This will be the preparation we need to ready ourselves for the coming of Christ.